Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3468. Happy January 1st. Happy New Year. Happy 2024 to you. As it is the first of the month, it is time for us to do our look ahead at what is coming in the world of Star Wars storytelling for the month of January 2024. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So here it is, the 1st of January, and that means it is time to look ahead at what we've got going on in the world of Star Wars storytelling for January of 2024. Happy New Year to you. We cover 12 categories of storytelling in one shot when we do these episodes: movies, live action, television, animation, books, audiobooks, short stories, comics. That leaves us with five more. This is where it always gets dicey. Virtual reality, video games, live events, streaming releases, and merchandising. Yeah, that was actually kind of easy. So we'll start with movies, as we always do. And with the strikes over with, we now have motion on Star Wars movie making. So the one that we all think is the one that's going to be released in May of 2026, that would be the new Jedi Order movie being directed by Charmaine Obaid-Shenoy, featuring Daisy Ridley in her return as Rey Skywalker. The script for that should be done by now. It was supposed to be done by mid-May last year before the strike happened. And so obviously the strike was resolved in, I think, what, October of last year? And so they've had extra months to be able to work on it. So they should be at the point where they should be done. So they've got pre-production, I'm sure, still happening. So production design, costume design, concept art, all that stuff should be going on in the background. And if they are at a point where they have enough of a final script as they need for this particular thing, they could start talking about casting right now if they wanted to. Meanwhile, we heard last year that David S. Goyer had been tapped to look at James Mangold's Dawn of the Jedi movie and that he's not involved with it anymore. So probably that means there is a second writer involved on it by now, I would think. Like, if they already got somewhere with it, then, you know, they should be able to keep it going. But we haven't heard anything about it just yet. However, yeah, some scuttlebutt might pop up over the course of the month. That's certainly possible. And because of the fact that they added a movie for December of 2026 onto the calendar last year, late last year, that means that, you know, whether it's James Mangold's movie or Dave Filoni's Mandoverse movie, or it's even Taika Waititi's movie, like, those are the three, you know, possibilities for movies moving ahead that would be looking at that December 2026 date. And I'm sure, at least with Filoni's Mandoverse movie, that there's enough idea about what's going to happen there that they are probably already doing some pre-production work on that this month as well. Moving on to the live action front, there are four series I think we can talk about. So Mando season 4 should have gone into production by now, and we should be hearing a little bit more about that, I would think, this month. Andor season 2 is also still shooting, and that should be going on for, you know, many months more, basically. I think, if I remember right, if everything had been going according to plan, then they should have been done by September of last year if they were going to hit a 2024 release date. The strikes obviously made that so it wouldn't happen. Now it's just a question of when And so, yeah, we're probably looking at wrapping up, I'll say, maybe in March now. But yeah, filming will still be going on right now. Then we have The Acolyte, which we were told was be releasing in 2024, but we just don't know when. And yeah, they should probably be in post-production for that right now. I imagine the start of that has been delayed a bit, comparatively speaking. Like, they finished filming just before the writer's strike happened in May. So if they have like reshoots or ADR, like additional dialogue looping to do, you know, now they can be doing that. So that will be progressing this month. And then as far as Skeleton Crew goes, it's really been kind of radio silence on that. And they were further along in the production than The Acolyte was, as far as we knew publicly prior to the strikes. So yeah, it feels like we've got to hear a little bit more about what's going on with Skeleton Crew. The rumor mills and the leak mills have been saying that Skeleton Crew might be, you know, delayed all the way till the end of the year. So I don't know, but seems like, you know, they are working on it. It is still an active thing, but you know, the amount of tinkering that they may have to be doing with it might be a little bigger than we have necessarily known at this point. On the animation front, we know that we have three different things in some form of production. Like, final mixing has been done on season 3 of The Bad Batch. So we know that they are rolling toward a release date. We just don't know what the release date is. So hopefully we will hear what that release date will be this month. We also know that they're working on season 2 of Tales of the Jedi. We don't know where in production they are on that, but based on the fact that Bob Iger has said they want to slow their roll in terms of content releases, you can imagine that Bad Batch is probably slated for, you know, an earlier release, comparatively speaking, which means Tales of the Jedi won't be released until later in the year. It seems like the likely scenario comparatively. And then, of course, there's a droid story, which is supposed to be C-3PO and R2-D2 giving some advice to some other droid situation. We know that Anthony Daniels has done some motion capture stuff for that, and presumably some dialogue recording as well. But where that is in the world of production, it has been just utterly radio silent. I don't think there's been any official announcement about it since the Disney Investor Day back in 2020 when they announced it in the first place. Besides that, it's just been the occasional little post that Anthony Daniels has made on Instagram. That's it. On the book front, we've only got one book coming out this month, which is the High Republic book, Escape from Valo. This is the middle grade novel that is in wave one of phase 3 of High Republic storytelling. This is coming from Daniel Jose Older and Alyssa Wong together. Also, on the audiobook front, I actually don't see so far a mention of an audiobook version of this coming out, so we'll keep an eye on that. And the Department of Corrections needed to chime in here, because in the year-end recap, I talked about iJedi and the Courtship of Princess Leia, and how we were getting unabridged audio recordings of those as part of the Essential Legends collection. Well, I had said that they'd come out in 23. They're actually coming out this month in January of 2024. So two unabridged audiobook recordings, iJedi, which is being narrated by Jonathan Davis, and The Courtship of Princess Leia, which is being narrated by January Lavoy. On the short story front, Tales from the Occlusion Zone is the phase 3 storytelling situation for the High Republic in Star Wars Insider magazine. Issue 224 of Star Wars Insider is supposed to be hitting newsstands on January 5th, so we'll be getting our third part of that story in short order. On the comics front, there's always a lot of activity, so we'll go through this really quickly. Darth Vader issue 42, Star Wars issue 42, Dr. Aphra issue 40, Bounty Hunters issue 42, which is the final issue of that series. Also, the final issue of Stories of Starlight, which was the little High Republic short series, 4 issues, that would kind of bridge between phase 1 and phase 3 of the storytelling. High Republic issue 3, High Republic Adventures issue 2 for phase 3 storytelling. Also, the final issue in the adaptation of season 2 of The Mandalorian, the 4th issue adapting the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and the first issue adapting the novel Thrawn Alliances, which is the one that splits its time between Thrawn with Darth Vader and Thrawn with Anakin Skywalker. And then as for those other 5 categories that I was trying to count off on my fingers off camera, between live events and streaming releases, video games, virtual reality, and merchandise, we're really expecting things to be quiet on all those fronts. Although I do have hope on the video game front, a couple of years ago, January saw a slew of informational releases about video game plans in the world of Star Wars. So it would be fantastic if that happens this time around. I know we've got CES happening in a few days, so you know maybe something will come out of there news-wise also potentially for both video games and virtual reality, I would say. Merchandise, you know, we were just talking about that in the year-end review about how like we're just really not seeing any storytelling reveals there. So this might be the last time that we talk about merchandising on a regular basis for a while. Live events, we're bound to learn more about the plans for Star Wars Celebration happening in Tokyo in April of 2025 this month. So we'll keep an eye on that and we'll talk about it here on the podcast when it happens. And there's not going to be another Disney investor call until next month, February. So we won't be talking about any of that anytime soon. And yeah, streaming releases, you know, nothing really, unless they're going to drop more episodes of Young Jedi Adventures on us, which, you know, would really fall more into the animation front than anything else. But I hope you'll join with me in rooting for an eventual release of a Disney Gallery series for the Andor series. That's the only series that they haven't done a Disney Gallery thing for. I mean, you know, technically they haven't done one for Ahsoka. They did a Master and Apprentice thing, so at least they had some video thing for it. And they also did a little documentary for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, so that exists as well. But they haven't done anything for Andor, so yeah, that's the thing that still is like a splinter in my brain, or a splinter in the mind's eye, if you will. So yeah, hopefully we'll hear something about that eventually, I hope. But that's what I've got for you on what there is to look forward to in the month of January 2024 in the world of Star Wars storytelling. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, whether you enjoy it daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, however you enjoy it, whether you like to listen to the audio version or watch the YouTube version, I hope you will consider sharing the podcast with other Star Wars fans that you know or are connected with on social media. Help get the word out about the podcast. And yeah, it's probably one of the easiest and best things you can do to support the show, along with following or subscribing on your favorite platform, depending on what they call it, and also leaving a rating or review. That helps tremendously as well. And so it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.